Join Ian Garlick as we uncover the hidden marketing stories that shape our world, reveal the latest marketing tactics that will shape your future, and the amazing people that grow organizations, movements, and businesses. Learn to grow your business and shape the world around you. Welcome to the Garlick Marketing Show with Ian Garlick. And yes, it's Ian, not Ian. That's marketing too.
All right, I've got my good friend, Marty McDonald, Bad Rhino. And actually, this is my first time ever seeing these posters in the background.
Oh, yeah, we got Dave Matt. In this office, this is my home office. So we got over here. So that's another Dave one. That's Dave. That's Black Crows. And obviously, this is Jerry Garcia, if that's in there. And that's my golf travel case in the back.
That's nice.
We won't show the messy bookcase behind it, but we got a bunch of stuff on there, including Darth Vader, which is a giant Pez dispenser. Full packs of Pez, and I don't know if the batteries still work, but when you tilt it back, he says a bunch of stuff. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Pez and Darth Vader, I love it, and golf. Yeah. One of my favorite things, and Dave Matthews. That's why Marty and I are good friends, but we're going to talk YouTube because Marty's built their business on YouTube. We're going to talk what's working, what hasn't, what the core stuff is. Because, Marty, you've landed huge clients from YouTube, right?
Yeah, one major airline division of it anyway, and a couple others that are pretty large.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about Bad Rhino and how it's grown over the past few years, and then tell us what was the key to your YouTube success.
Yeah, all right, so just a real quick 30-second commercial on Bad Rhino. We've been around for going into our 14th year. Now it's the end of 2023. 14 years as an agency. I used to have hair when we started.
I saw the pictures of you like from a while ago.
Those are really old. I was a kid. I was like 21 or 20. Yeah, I had a lot of hair. But anyway, going through everything and building an agency, one of the things that as we grew, always had to look for different ways to market. And very, very lucky. I'm not going to give you the backstory from 2010 to 2019. I'm going to jump right into 2019. It was at the end of 2019, and Ian and I have known each other for a long time. And I was finally like, you know what? I need to go down there and do a program, which is essentially what your video case story program is.
Yeah.
You had been pitching at me like off and on, not hard, but like for years. I think it was like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's evolved. It's very similar.
The same thing. Yeah. Basically. Yeah. It's great. So I finally was saying at the beginning of 2020, I'm like, I got to get down there. Wind up coming down. I actually had just, this is pre-pandemic, like early stages, I had just got over COVID. When I watched those videos, I can tell how sick I was. And coughing and editing. You probably have a bunch of edits on the floor, so to speak, of me stopping going, dude, I'm fine, but I can't stop coughing. I didn't know I had it. Nobody knew. This is February 2020. Thank God I did those. Because as an agency, we didn't know what was going to happen. And we were big at the time in craft beer, a lot of restaurant marketing, a lot of event marketing, a lot of things where people were getting right? Oh, so I started getting these videos in March when the world shut down. I lost a giant beer contract, one that was pending that I had just flown back from San Diego, lost, just watching business just go right out the door. So we have these videos and my CMO and my business partner are like, well, what are we going to do? Some of these were craft beer related. Some of these were this. I was like, let's let them fly. Let's talk about our process, which Ian does a great job. Doesn't matter what business you're in. His strategy is going in and talking to you about a process. So here we are in 2020. The first session I do with Ian, get all these videos done. We blast them out. And our strategy was, let's just throw some paid ads on them. Let's get the views going. Let's target them to what we think people are going to want to see. We didn't really, sounds horrible as a marketing agency, and I wouldn't tell this to any client. We didn't really have a quote unquote strategy like the first 6 weeks. And I kept saying to my CMO, Eric, and he had been bothering me to do these videos for years. I kept saying, I'm like, all right, we can't just keep spending money like this because I'm watching money go out the door. And lo and behold, we got two very big clients. They want to put us through an RFP process. Now, the beautiful part about this is, we don't do RFPs. Very rarely will we go through a process. And I had already gone through about half of it with interview wise. And they're like, we're going to put you all in the same RFP. And I'm like, I'm out. Long story short, that client, which is a division of a very well-known airline, called me and I was on the beach on vacation. And they're like, yeah, we have one more piece to finish up. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, am I selected or what's going on? And like, we finished the RFP and I was mad because I was like, all right, why are you calling me? What are we going to talk about? Get on the phone. And I'm walking. I literally walk from the beach to the house and I was like getting settled in, waiting for this call. And they're like, yeah, we don't really need to talk to you. And I was like, they're like, we're selecting you. We actually watched all your videos this morning and the whole board has just a couple of questions, but the proposal that you sent back in May, or it was May, June, is good now at July. It was like 5th or 6th. We're good to go. And I was like, wait, what? And they watched all these videos together because it explained our process. It talked about our business. It talked about what we did. And Ian had put that together very simply and very easily and been working with them ever since. I think we've done, what, 3 or 4 sessions so far, yeah, in addition to stuff like this and podcasts and things like that. So yeah, there you go.
And we did like the remote case stories and stuff, but you drove, there's a big few things. You drove traffic to it.
Yeah.
You used them. You were using them regularly too, just not like sending them out and stuff too, weren't you? You're not just.
Yeah, we were. We did. We did them a couple different ways. The first phase of it was triage because of the time, right? Going into all this and not knowing what was going on and nobody knew, right? Businesses were cutting off stuff and we had stuff that were people were getting together. So they knew they couldn't do that. So we had to turn this whole thing into something. So it was just like fastest way. Let's just put some paid dollars behind it, get the views up, but also target the right people. And then from there, what we quickly did is we included many of them in our proposals, in sales pieces where we were explaining, okay, what do we do? Like someone would say, I'm not really sure if we need this. And then we would say, all right, if you watch this video, it'll give you kind of a quick 3-minute overview of what we do. And we use them that way. And then we put them out on social media. And then also all the clips that you provided too, they got a lot of traction.
Yeah. And I think that's key, is because you kept driving people back to YouTube, didn't you? So yeah, then they can look through your YouTube channel. And yeah, I think that's where a lot of people don't realize. They think YouTube should stand alone and just generate business. But you've got to drive traffic to YouTube, don't you?
Absolutely. I think the first part of it is creating some sort of value. So I think that's another thing you do a good job. I think only about 2, maybe 3 of them are like really salesy, where you're speaking, yeah, to potential prospects or clients. The other ones always have a couple of tidbits in there that if anybody stumbles upon them or watching them, they can pull something out. And that's been our tenet since we started Bad Rhino, was always leave with some sort of value, whether we're speaking, sure, at an event or I'm on stage somewhere, or any video or content is, at least give them something that they can at least go investigate on their own. And if they're, you know, really interested or they need help, they can reach back out to us.
Yeah. And you've supplemented it. Because I don't want this just to be a commercial for doing the videos with us, because it's the entire strategy and you've supplemented it along the way, but built this nice base, didn't you?
Yeah. So I think what you just hit on is a strategy, right? So within, like anybody, I don't want to say like we're doing it right now, I have bad lighting, my glasses are glary, right? Anybody can do like video, right? But why I hired Ian was like, all right, what we need as a company and an agency is direction, right? So the direction part, which was awesome, was Ian putting together the pieces, asking me the questions that I wanted to talk about and the topics, but then put together and guided me through the whole thing. The secondary part of it is once you see what comes back, you can create a strategy around it. Much like you said, okay, we start off with the paid, but then you got to drive people back organically and paid wise to actually get them into your quote unquote ecosystem. We did that via social and then email and a handful of other things. But coming out of the video sessions, the videos that came out, like my partner Rich would be like, I got an idea for this. And it was like a blog post and somebody else had another idea. And like, how can we put some of these things together around that piece of content that made it even bigger? So whether that was something SEO, that was a blog written or an article written about us, or we did the writing, whatever it was, it gave us more of a path with our content and especially our video content to kind of propel it and keep it going and keep the momentum going. It's been going. You asked me just in the pre-interview, and we're just talking a little bit, what's been the biggest difference? I think YouTube's changed a ton in the past 3+ years, going on 4 is when we did our first real session 4 years ago. And if I look at it now, what we needed to do and we did was supplement with Professionally Shot through Ian again and again, And then we also put some of our own stuff in there that was a little bit different that illustrated who we are and what we did. So it's ever evolving, right? All this stuff.
And what I love about YouTube is you build upon it, right? It's not, it's the only channel really that you can build upon. You can build an audience, but if you do a TikTok video that blows up today, it's gone 90 days from now completely. And, you know, but there's video like 4 years old that we've created, and you can build upon those, link back to them, and you build, like you said, an ecosystem. And tell me about, since then, people spending time on your channel, and how does that affect, how do you measure that someone's comes in through YouTube or has watched your YouTube channel?
I think I will say this pretty confidently. I would say about 75% of our newer clients, or since then, I should say since 2020, 75% have either watched the video in the beginning process, or they have watched a video or multiple videos in the process, right? So they might have found us on a myriad of things. They came it through, but they, part of their investigative search was to watch something on YouTube, right? That's number one. Number two, the thing I love about YouTube is as it's evolved as a channel, I think it's wild when someone goes, hey, I was watching whatever and I saw your ad. And you're just like, really? And then you look at the numbers of how long somebody stays. I have one video, it's like 30,000 views. And now some of that was paid. And so I take that with a grain of salt. But then I watch and I look, and I think the last time I checked, which wasn't all that long ago, I think it was around Thanksgiving, out of the 30,000 views, it's like 8,700, 9,000, we'll call it, watched it all the way through.
Wow.
And I was like, who's watching me for 2 minutes and 58 seconds or whatever it is all the way through? And that was a little bit mind-blowing. And when you look at the numbers that sales coming in and leads coming in and other things, it's like, wow, we didn't get 9,000 leads from that. But when I really look at it, I was like, all right, so a good percentage of them are evaluating us in some way, shape, or form based off a piece of content. If you search it, you can easily find it. And I think that drove a lot. I look at their numbers. We don't have a huge subscriber list. Not that we would for the agency that we run. But at the same time, like, that's continually growing. And then it's just like this little process. Like, I probably should spend more time on it, but it's working.
It's working. And you spend the time. I think this is important because you also aren't chasing the numbers. You aren't chasing the subscribers. You aren't chasing the views. I think that, do you agree that that probably hurts people that are in a high ticket environment?
I think so. I think people worry and they want it as part of validation. I always ask, or have somebody on my team ask, if a new lead comes in or you're entering into a sales process, ask them how they found us. And most of them will say, Googled. And then I'm like, all right, go to the next level, right? So what's that next level? And I always look at it on a quarterly basis, but majority of it, like I said, it's like roughly about 75% of everybody that comes through says something about YouTube.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of retargeting within our agency. And then we also do geofencing. So when all those things are put into place and somebody comes from one of the locations that we have geofenced, we ask, like, how did you make that decision? Like, how did you come into this? What was this that came through? And how did you get here? And I think one of the things that I'm always fascinated about is they'll quote something from one of the videos in particular. And I'm like, okay, so at least I know you watched that and you saw that. And I think that's important.
It is. And you sell to bigger companies. So there's all this idea, too, of selling, because you talk to multiple stakeholders, right?
Yeah.
It's not just, you've got one person that you're really talking to, but they're sharing this, like you said, like that big airline, they're sharing multiple people. And how do you feel about that? How important is that to be speaking to multiple stakeholders like that?
I think the video can replace you in a way and give you something other than you talking to them all the time, right? It still might be your voice. It still might be the business owner. But when you have something that you can throw into a proposal and be like, hey, if you didn't watch that, that would be through our proposal software. But the other side of it is just with YouTube. And if you chase just subscribers and you chase like views, you get the wrong people eventually. And I know clients, you know, that have tried to do that and they're coming to us to fix it. And it's just like your whole base here. and what you're basing it off of. There's nothing wrong with growing a YouTube channel, but you may not want to grow it for your type of service. You may not want to do that. So I think it all comes full cycle, no matter what you do. Like, we do direct mail, right? Now, in the direct mail piece, I'll send a QR code that goes right to a video. Yep. The video is unlisted, but that's another metric that I can track so that, all right, so we send out, say, 100 pieces just to keep the numbers simple. And now that video, which is the only video we recorded for that piece, got 25 views. All right, 25%. The only way they can get there is through the QR code, right?
That's smart. So
when you put different pieces in there, YouTube can become very powerful. And are they spending more time on there? I don't know, 25 people out of that 100, let's say. I would assume they are, because the message there is hitting them going, hey, we can help your business do this. If you want to schedule a call, go here. If you want to learn a little bit more about us, just click QR code this thing and go from there.
Yeah. And also, like, when they hit the YouTube channel, it's not a website. So it feels a little less, it feels a little less salesy, doesn't it? And it's, and now they can click through. Yeah, they can click through your channel then. And they're like, wow, this person has a lot of content. And to your point, you're like 9,000 people viewed you for 2.5 minutes. Your website might be awesome and getting 3 minute view times, but most websites I'm seeing right now, average view time is like 1.5 minutes total time on a website.
145 is ours right now. So I know they're doing glancing blows. That's just the nature of the beast right now. I think everything's important. SEO is important. Email is important. Like, all these things. But I think the video cuts through a lot of the noise where people can digest it. And they're like, well, I'd rather watch this than do whatever, read about it or do some more research.
Yeah, for sure. And now going forward, I want to talk a little bit about tactics.
Sure.
Because you talked about running YouTube ads. Tell me about, like, types of ads you ran. And
person to talk about. Level.
Yeah, high level.
So very high level. First things first is we had at 2020, so our YouTube channel was probably about 10 years old then. Some videos that we run basic ads to way back when, but we also had a lot of organic views on there, but not astronomical. I would say from there, the first phase of it was take, I think we had 10 or 12 videos from you, something like that. I said, all right, let's take these, divide them up into, it was like 3 or 4 ad groups and see which one wins based off of this criteria and run the ads on views. Then we took the ones that had the most views and then we pitted them against each other. Outside of that, I couldn't tell you a damn thing other than people did call and people watched the videos. We've tweaked that methodology over the last 3 years. To continue that, I will say YouTube's made a ton of changes that a lot of us have been trying to scramble to figure out. It's not necessarily pure pay lead right now. It's easy to pay for views, but there's so much more content even from 3 years ago that it's really crazy. So we've still run them. I think we run local ads more than anything. Mm. That's been the big thing. We're tweaking a few things coming out in 2024 that I'm excited to look at. YouTube will definitely be a part of it. It has to be because one, we make the investment into the content and actually have strategy around it. But the other side of it is who's watching it and how it's being impacted. And that's been, I would say, a little bit of challenge over the past most of 2023. But at a high level, that's probably the best way I can explain it, was views first, whoever won, then pit them against each other and go highly targeted.
And retargeting was a big part of it too for you, right?
Targeting. Probably not in the sense that we were retargeting them to YouTube, but what we were doing was taking different aspects of our retargeting to a landing page. All those videos were on there. Landing pages were very video heavy, not only like a main one, but then multiple videos underneath explaining what we did. So those always seemed to convert pretty well.
Gotcha. Nice. And this is awesome. And so tell me a little bit about how you're using YouTube with your clients.
So I encourage almost every single one, if they're not doing something, they need to at least do a thing, right? Have something there that showcases your business. Like, even if you're not, if you work remotely, introduce some people, show off some things that you've done, get that out on YouTube, because it is, if you're wading into, say, PPC and you want to go get leads on Google, your YouTube channel is probably a better way to start, like HVAC company, for example. just introduce yourself. Like, mm-hmm. else. Like, just have somebody professionally shoot a video of you getting out of your truck, you talking about the services you provide, the service areas, and get that out there. Because as silly as it sounds, most people aren't doing that, and that will just separate. So even if you're a lawyer, you can do the same thing, so on and so forth. At least get that out there, because it gives you one piece where it's more cost effective than trying to go toe to toe with some larger, say in this case, HVAC, or a larger law firm in this case as well that I mentioned, going toe to toe with them on pay-per-click on Google. You can get more bang for your buck on YouTube right now. Who knows what will happen in the future. The other side of it is really cool if somebody subscribes to YouTube TV and they're watching at home and they see your HVAC commercial, which will cost you way less than if you're trying to do it on whatever that you're trying to do it on, the local television or national TV. So you can actually really get that going. Now, I'm going to have the caveat. I think that's going to drastically change price-wise. But for right now, it's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be much more targeted. And you get the benefit, too, that when they get back to their computer, there's a chance of them seeing your video someplace else.
Exactly.
And there's that additional exposure that we didn't even talk about. It's like, I'm watching videos, but I see Marty's face here on the right side over and over again. And I'm like, Marty's my best friend. I didn't even know that.
I do hear it quite often. Like, I'll have a friend like on the golf course and be like, dude, I see your ad everywhere and I haven't really clicked on anything. I was like, well, you watch YouTube? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, I'm like, you have my email. You might have been to my site. I mean, it is, Google's changed so much, and I'm definitely learning more and more every day. It feels like that for the past 20 years, but Google advances with AI and what they've been doing about getting you the right content has been crazy in the past year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, SEO wise, and it definitely impacts YouTube and I think where they want to take YouTube. I don't know, but there's been massive changes and it's impacting everything.
It is impacting everything. I think, and for the amount of time that people spend on YouTube versus anything else, any other, people spend more time on YouTube than on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Just crazy to think. Yeah. That's what I think. It's such an important place to be. Okay. Bad Rhino Marketing. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. And if someone wants to, no one can work directly with Marty anymore. But
relatively, you might see me, but.
But Marty's not the one making the ads either. You want to talk to his team. But Marty, thanks so much for being on this special edition of the Garlic Marketing Show. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, Ian. Appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for taking Marty on your journey. It's been on the Garlic Marketing Show. Video. You know it'll make you an authority. You know it will get you more leads, better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? StoryCruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at StoryCruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to storycruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow Ian Garlic on Facebook.